You're listening to the Happy Workaholic Podcast. I'm your host, Kellyanne Gorman. This show was once about business, LinkedIn, and my life with an autoimmune disease. And then one day I found out I was misdiagnosed, so I had to switch things up a bit. Life is so short, and when you're given a second chance, you better believe I'm going to take it, celebrate it, and share it with you. I'm on a mission to help women take their business and life to that next level they deserve to be at. This show is intended to elevate your mind, upgrade your business, enhance your life, and become part of a positive and uplifting community. Inspiration, motivation, and determination are what got me to where I am today, and I cannot wait to share these amazing stories of other female entrepreneurs who will be featured on the show. If you have a story or brand you want to share, send me a message on Facebook and Instagram today. You can find me at The Happy Workaholic. I would love to connect with you. Do you want a live chat during this episode? Make sure you're listening on iHeartRadio. I'm here to remind you to work hard, stay humble, follow your dreams, and never, ever give up. Thanks for taking the time to subscribe to The Happy Workaholic Podcast. And now let's get into today's show. Hey friends, welcome back to a brand new episode. It's Monday, August 19th, and I have a very special show for you today because I want to talk about what I'm doing to fuel my brain and how I'm making my gut a lot healthier and more of a priority. So I want to start off by saying I wasn't sure if I was going to share this story or not. So I took a little social media detox, a little cleansing, over the past couple of days. And last week, it was last Thursday night, I just did not feel good. I was on a conference call Thursday, and as we were closing out the call, my vertigo came back. I mean, hardcore. I had it for like 8 hours, and it was the worst I've ever had. And if you've been listening to my show for a while or follow me on social media, you know that my vertigo was killed with this med concoction my ENT had given me. So my vertigo was gone. Well, my vertigo came back, and I know it's from stress because I'm working on my legal case, and it's so intense right now that, you know, for sure that triggered. And stress can literally kill you. So, excuse me, I have the hiccups. So I went to the emergency room Thursday night because I've been having problems breathing, and it's gasping for air breathing, not just like normal everyday breathing. And it feels like somebody's holding me down like underwater and I can't come out and breathe. And I think this is having to do with going through my EMDR therapy. And this is what my therapist is telling me. So anyway, that's happening. And then I had my vertigo and all these other things started happening. And so obviously after my call, I had to lie down, but then it wouldn't go away. And then it was nighttime and I couldn't catch my breath and it freaked me out. So I went to the emergency room and I ended up staying there till 5 in the morning, I think. I had a CT scan done, an EKG, you know, all the regular things they do in an emergency room. I had my first IV in 2.5 years, which was not fun because I'm so used to having a metal port and I don't have my port anymore. And this is the first actual like emergency situation that I've been to in the hospital where I needed an IV, and I was just not a happy camper. It took quite a while even to get my blood. And for the IV. So anyway, I ended up leaving at 5 a.m. and everything was fine. And then the next day, a friend of mine kept calling me, who's my emergency contact, saying the hospital was calling her. So it turns out my scan was not normal. And I'm waiting on my doctor to get back to me today. But I don't know. Everything that's happening is due to stress and sadness. And when I Googled, of course, because I went straight to Google, what was in my scan, it's caused from stress and sadness. And clearly, I've been experiencing both of those things for a number of years. So it just like really shook me to the core. And for somebody that's lived in the hospital and being sick for 3 years, and now I'm trying to heal my body and detox from all the drugs that I was on that I should never have been on in the first place because I was misdiagnosed. I'm used to being sick. That was my norm in and out of the hospital, especially when I had my metal port because I had to go every month to get it flushed. So, long story short, it was a big wake-up call. And I wasn't sure if I was going to talk about it, but you know what? Every time I talk about something personal, I'm always helping somebody else because they reach out to me. So I'm like, you know what? Life is so short. Just like share what happened and share how you're going to fix it. So how I'm going to fix it is with, you know, really fueling my brain and making gut health a priority. So I'm going to share with you what I'm choosing to do. So I've been working out a lot lately, and that's because I'm just like on a roll getting my steps in. I'm sweating. It's making me feel really good. I'm a lot more productive, and I need to like clear my head, and I need to be by the beach. I need to be in the sunshine, getting fresh air. Like that's just something everybody should do every day. And I had to stop doing it for a while because I had vertigo all the time. So now I'm doing that, and what I'm really going to try to do is cut out so much more sugar, dairy, gluten, salt, processed foods. I've slowly been bringing them back into my diet because I'm stressed, and that's just like not okay because I know what I should be eating. I'm a meal prepping machine, so if you follow me on Instagram, like you would know that because I save all my recipes. Everybody always asks me what I'm concocting. Soups is like my specialty. But green juice, stir fry, soups, like all my recipes can be found on my Pinterest and Instagram. And I'll put those links in the show notes if you're curious as to what I'm eating. But as far as your brain goes, like you just can't mess with your brain. So something that I tried today is the Bulletproof Brain Octane Oil. I just had it like a half hour ago in my juice. So we'll see how that makes me feel. But something else, some of the ingredients that are really good to fuel your brain are blueberries, dark chocolate, bananas, tomatoes, spinach, green tea, nuts, seeds, carrots, broccoli. All of these are so good to fuel your brain. And so I'm actually incorporating all of these into my meal preps. So I make my green juice with a lot of these. I make my stir fries and my homemade soups. So that's what I'm using right now. There's a ton of recipes and other options I saved to my Pinterest over the weekend and some this morning. So if you want to check those out, again, the links will be in my show notes. But before I dive into more of the brain health and how I'm going to heal my gut, I want to take a moment and have you guys listen to something that is really going to help you when it comes to food. Ladies, I want to talk to you about food for a minute. When was the last time you bought ice cream and you knew that you would be lucky enough to get it home and into your freezer and have it last for more than 2 days without eating it all? Have you ever avoided buying those cookies you really love, but you knew if you had one, you'd have to have the whole pack? I know because I've been there. Maybe you've told yourself it's just a bad day. I'll get back on the wagon tomorrow. And you do. You do good for a couple of weeks until you make those cupcakes for your child's birthday party. You eat one, you eat two, you eat three, and then you just stop counting. Tomorrow's the day, you tell yourself. How many tomorrows have you been through? How many days have you messed up? And then before you knew it, weeks, months, and maybe years has passed. Food is not supposed to be a fight. If you can relate way too much to this sequence that I just went through, you need Jace Curry. In her revolutionary 6-week program, she shows you how to quit binging, eat without dieting, and heal your relationship with food and your body. You get access to weekly one-on-one calls, guided meditations, you know I love those, group coaching calls, and more. I mean, how incredible is this? Most importantly, how you eat and feel about food will never be the same. If you're interested in joining the 6-week program with Jace, schedule your complimentary consult with her today. You guys know I like to keep it super simple over here. So all you need to do is visit the show notes to get in contact with Jace today. Now I want to share some things that I'm doing to incorporate into my meal prepping and my daily food that I'm eating that's really going to help heal my gut. Everything that you do starts with your gut. So I can literally right now feel my stress, like, in my stomach. And my stomach is swollen, and it's stress, and that's very, very bad. And so some of the things I'm incorporating more, bone broth I haven't done. I'm using veggie broth today, but bone broth and collagen, those are probably the most popular. Turmeric I put on everything. I mean, in my juice, in my veggie burger recipes, in my soups. I mean, I eat it 3 times a day. Now, I'm not sure if you know this, but I wanted to share that cayenne pepper with the turmeric actually helps activate more of the powers that you can get out of the turmeric. So if you're not a spice fan, you just need a little bit, like, doot-doot with your turmeric, and you'll be good to go. But cayenne pepper, definitely want to use that with the turmeric because it will help activate all the powers that it can do for you and help you and heal your gut. Ginger, banana, pineapple, apple cider vinegar, these are really good as well. Coconut oil, coconut milk. I just made a vegan ice cream. Chocolate peanut butter vegan ice cream, sugar free. That is, god, these hiccups. I guess I should have waited after pounding my iced coffee and green juice to record. Welcome to the real world here, where I don't edit my shows. So coconut oil and coconut milk, I'm using those in cooking. I'm using them in my smoothies, my protein shakes, excuse me, and my vegan ice cream. I always use almond milk, unsweetened vanilla almond milk for my iced coffee. So I actually did buy the unsweetened coconut milk so that I could add that to my vegan ice cream. And I have a bunch of recipes for that on my Instagram and Pinterest. Also greens such as spinach and kale and broccoli. Those are really good to heal your gut. I found a soup over the weekend that I want to make. When it comes to like HelloFresh and all those food deliveries, I've had them for free delivered to my house and I cannot follow a recipe. I have to like make food with love. Like there's no measuring. Like I don't even taste my food most of the time. I just know it's going to be good. And then I package it up because I'm usually in a prepping situation. And it's so funny because my friend was like, how do you not taste it if it needs salt? I'm like, well, I shouldn't be putting any more salt because I'm so sensitive to salt. And I'm like, I don't know. I just know it's going to be good. And it is. So it's kind of weird. I just like never taste it when I'm cooking. Sometimes I do, but it's rare. So I found this recipe for a sweet potato gut healing soup. So I'm going to take some of the ingredients from that and of course incorporate my own and make a really good sweet potato gut healing soup today, which I'm super excited about. And I'm going to be posting that for sure on my Instagram and Pinterest. And those are just some of the things that I'm using to incorporate into my life and to be, I mean, I never use, I'm not into like berries, so when I have my green juice, it's more acidic and it's more greens rather than berries. So I went out and literally bought blueberries for my juice, and I made protein pancakes with them the other day. And so I'm being really strategic, and I just really want to keep myself on track. You know, I'm working out, I'm holding myself accountable, I post all my workouts, getting my steps in, just documenting it for myself on my Instagram. And then by weeding out a lot of these things I shouldn't be having, like wine, for example, is sugar. So I've really cut back on drinking. And when I'm stressed, I'm eating and drinking, and it's just like not good. So I really just need to, you know, check myself, because being in the ER was not a fun situation. And who knows what's going to happen after today. So I just want to be very mindful about what I'm eating and make sure like I'm eating the shit that I'm actually prepping. Like not going out and wasting money on something else where I've already prepped and spent money and prepped all this food at home. The one thing I do go out for is meat. Like the other day I needed a burger so bad. I was dying for meat. And I have this thing lately, I don't know what it is, but I'll go to the store and buy organic beef and turkey and chicken, and I'm looking at it and it grosses me out and I have to put it back. Like the smell grosses me out. I'm so sensitive still to certain smells. I don't know what the deal is. And to be honest with you, it's been happening for like a couple months. I bought these really good frozen turkey meatballs at Trader Joe's and ate the whole bag of those. When I had bought them, and those were good. And I ended up buying these meatless buffalo chicken patties. obviously it's not chicken, but there's just like a lot of wheat and soy and gluten and all of those things, which is why I always make my own veggie burgers from scratch, which are amazing. I need to make a new batch of those this week. But I was dying for fried chicken, like buffalo chicken. So I ended up having those. And they were delicious, don't get me wrong. But I'm just having issues with buying meat and like preparing it. I don't know why. So to get the protein, I'm having quinoa and beans. But then you're like, how many beans can you eat? You're just like over it. So I need another substitute. So I'm having more nuts. Like I buy these mixed nuts in bulk, but they're full of salt. So I'm trying to find some that have zero salt because I'm just so sensitive to salt, like I mentioned earlier. So I am excited to, you know, really stay on track with this and just, you know, if I need a little treat, I'll go out and get it. For example, my burger. But I just can't be making meat at home. I don't know what my deal is, but it's been happening for a while. And I try every week to buy it, and then I'm looking at it, or I smell something walking by the aisle, and I'm like, nope, and I have to put it back. So everything I've been eating is basically vegetarian. I eat a lot of vegan things as well, but I can literally feel the stress in my stomach. Like, it feels like an ulcer. And I know it's just because of everything I'm going through right now, but stress and sadness are going to kill me if I don't pay attention to what my body is craving and what I physically, mentally need, emotionally need as well. So those are some of the things that I'm doing to help fuel my brain and really make my gut health a priority so that I feel good on the inside, because that is just number one. If you don't have your health, you don't have anything else. And I just want to take the time before I hop into some business things to share something with you. Ladies, passionate business owners, content creators, and storytellers, I have something super special to share with you today. Have you been sitting on the idea of writing a book? Maybe you've started writing and now you're overwhelmed, feeling stuck, and not sure how to finish the process. As a female entrepreneur and a business owner, I know firsthand how good it feels when the content we create and the stories we share are actually seen. And when we receive comments, DMs, and emails from our followers, it just confirms that what we're doing is right. That feeling in our gut that we followed was the right way to go. Does this sound like you? Listen, we work hard and we put in the hours to gain more traffic, eyes, ears, and leads to our business. So why not invest a couple more hours sharing your story to gain more exposure to you and your brand? Well, ladies, I have just the thing for those of you looking for the book, the exposure, and the business. High-powered female professionals. This is the perfect opportunity for you to co-author a book and share your unique story with the rest of the world. There are so many advantages of being a co-author with high-powered female professionals. Your story can be shared with new readers. Your picture and name are on the cover of the book. How amazing is that? And the best part, editing and publishing are included. That right there is huge. High-powered female professionals includes a complete promotional strategy, monthly on-demand lead generations by having the exclusive email list through the book's funnel, organic and paid promotion, and to make it as simple and streamlined as possible, chapter templates are provided to you. I mean, can it get any easier than this? A system specifically created for the busy female entrepreneur, guaranteed to leverage her brand and share her story. Where do I sign up? I'm going to give you the info right now. There are also additional opportunities you may want to take advantage of, such as an intimate public book signing in New York City, as well as royalty positioning with a done-for-you or done-with-you book service. To learn more about the high-powered female professionals co-authored book opportunity, please contact Antoine Araldi today. Antoine is the CEO, president of Antoine Araldi Communications, Inc., as well as the creator and author of How to Write a Book in 90 Days. To reserve your spot to become a co-author of the high-powered female professionals book, guaranteed to be on the bestsellers list on Amazon, simply visit the show notes and schedule your call with Antoine today. So I just wanted to share some other things that I'm doing in business that are helping me stay focused and on track. You know, in the morning, I always take time to meditate and journal, and my workouts are all different times these days. I would like to do them first thing in the morning, but lately I just get right on my computer and then I work for hours and then I'll go like later on in the afternoon. So that really depends on how the workflow of my day goes. but I'm very scheduled. I've always been scheduled when it comes to business, and I'm trying to do more of a time blogging situation. But for me, I said try, because it's really hard for me to have like an allotted hour to do certain things where I do it more per day. And with a couple more clients coming on this month in August, that's all I'm taking on for the rest of the year. So it's going to be a lot easier to incorporate more things into my work schedule when that happens. But you need to take breaks and you need to pound those waters. I am trying so hard to stay hydrated and drink a gallon of water every day. I did a challenge a couple weeks ago and I did 7 gallons in 7 days. I was so proud of myself. But you know, you're sitting on your computer and the water is sitting right in front of you and you don't even drink it. I mean, how many times have you been working on your laptop and you have your delicious coffee in front of you and then 3 hours later you look and there it is? Like, you just get into such a workflow and forget all about it. That happens too, especially when I'm writing content, and Monday is usually my big content day where I'm writing scripts and creating a lot of things for posts throughout the week. So, you know, being a busy female entrepreneur, you need to do certain things. You need to journal, you need to meditate, you need to manifest for sure, you need to hydrate, and eating healthy and getting up and moving around and putting in the work for your business, those are all things that you need to be doing. So if you have any tips and tricks for me that you love doing, please send them my way. I'd love to hear them. I just like hearing what other women do for, you know, being scheduled, keeping on track. And if you do need anything when it comes to getting organized, you can always head to my website, thehappyworkaholic.com, and there's some business mindset and organizational tools for you there. The Excel doc to track your social media stats and podcast growth and all that fun stuff, obviously for a business owner, but if you're a stay-at-home mom and you're managing a household, that document's also amazing for you to pop in what you're budgeting for, you know, food and camps and school and like all that fun stuff, utilities. I've done it for a couple of my friends, so I think that you'd really enjoy it. If you want to grab those, just head to my site, and then when you're in the Excel doc, it gets sent your way after you sign up for my email list, and you'll actually get my newsletter every Wednesday delivered right to your inbox. And when you do open that Excel doc, you can just plug in your different categories and take out mine. There's no formula. It's nothing super fancy. It's just something I always do in the first of every month to track my stats, and I do it for my clients as well. So it's just a free gift from me to you. And there's some things that help with your mindset in there as well. Another document I created that I just wanted to share because it's what keeps me on track and it's things that I do every day. So I hope this show helped you. I hope you learned a lot. I hope that if you're interested in anything that was mentioned today, not just from me, but about Jace Curry and her incredible 6-week program, please reach out to her. Everything will be in the show notes. And also, if you're interested in a co-author book opportunity, all of that information will be in the show notes as well. Both of these programs are so incredible, and I'm so happy to be working with them and helping promote them because I believe in them so much. And you guys know that if I did not believe in it, you would never hear it out of my mouth or see it on the show or on my website or anything. So if you guys have any questions about those, reach out to Antoine or Jace. Obviously, everything's in the show notes for that. And then if you want to check out my Pinterest or Instagram with all my recipes and the other ones that I'm pinning, because now I'm like really obsessed. Anything I'm working on is always on my Pinterest, just FYI. There's a lot of secret boards happening with my clients and I, and just my stuff personally that I don't like want the world to see just yet. Is in a secret board, but all the public boards, everything, you can really learn a lot about me if you go to my Pinterest, because I have boards for everything, like travel and home decor and eating and drinking and fun, other fun things. So I will have those links in the show notes as well. So that's all I wanted to share with you guys today, just a little life update, how I'm moving forward with my eating and my drinking and my healing and my business. So I hope you enjoyed the show. As always, if you loved it, I would really appreciate it if you can leave me a review on Apple Podcasts today, letting me know. And I will be back Wednesday with a brand new show. Talk to you soon. Thank you so much for listening to today's show. If you liked this episode, please share it with someone who you feel needs to hear this message. And don't forget to tag me at The Happy Workaholic on Facebook and Instagram so I can feature you on my stories. And if you have 2 minutes and listening on iTunes or Apple Podcasts, I would love it if you could leave me a review. Those messages mean so much to us podcasters, and they really help me create more of the content that you'll love. Want to continue today's conversation? It's simple. Head to Facebook and search for the Happy Workaholic Network Facebook group. Answer the questions and you're in. For more information on myself, coaching programs, weekly newsletter, and more, visit thehappyworkaholic.com. The Happy Workaholic Podcast is part of the iHeartRadio Podcast Network. Be sure to follow the Happy Workaholic Podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. I hope that your day continues to be happy, healthy, positive, and productive, and I'll talk to you again soon.